You're listening to SBS News.
Cutting hair in her garage on Queensland's Gold Coast.
So can you like layer it and then thin it out?
Yeah.
Kayla Irwin is one of more than 50,000 New Zealanders that call the Gold Coast their home, attracted by the weather and beaches. But for her, it's not business as usual.
Well, I lost my job through the COVID-19, unfortunately. So I thought, well, what better way to do it than in my garage?
Her casual job as a hairdresser was cut. Her partner lost his too. New Zealanders arriving since 2001 must have lived in Australia for 10 consecutive years to receive social security payments. Kayla has worked and paid tax in Australia for 8 years and isn't eligible for JobSeeker.
Couldn't afford rent, couldn't afford food. My partner's got 2 children, so it was so difficult. So we would have been homeless otherwise.
A large number of New Zealanders are employed in casualised industries, tourism, retail and hospitality. And with COVID-19, many have lost their jobs with little or no safety net. New Zealand's government estimates a third of the 650,000 citizens in Australia can't cover the cost of day-to-day living during the COVID pandemic. Vicky Rose arrived from New Zealand 12 years ago and is the coordinator of the Narang Neighbourhood Centre on the Gold Coast.
This is not a new issue for New Zealanders here. This is just another crisis that have highlighted the inequities that are between Australia and New Zealand.
Australians in New Zealand get access to benefits after 2 years. Some New Zealanders here can get JobKeeper or draw on their super. Others rely on charity support, including food parcels. In April, the Australian Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge told those struggling to survive to return home. But there's still talk of a trans-Tasman travel bubble.
I find the whole thing contradictory. At one point, they told us to go home, and now they're saying, oh, no, come back. Come back, because you make a difference to our society, to our economy.
One New Zealand business in Queensland is booming, the Kiwi Shop, at Parkview on the Gold Coast, selling treats from home. Owner Warren Hayway has even put on extra casual workers.
We don't know whether it's because less Kiwis are able to go home and then maybe bring a bit of food back with them. Trade hasn't really slowed down, no.
For Kayla, she's trying to focus on the positives. The community has rallied around her business and she has no plans to leave Australia.
In a way, it's just opened my eyes to kind of go, I don't want to work for anyone else. I just want to work for myself and build it up from there. Yeah.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.